real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, and we're also live on the internet. And before I forget, happy Memorial Day. Make sure you remember your family and your friends that have passed away, especially those military boys that gave their lives at such a young age. Okay? Now, Monday, they're going to have that lantern floating ceremony at Ala Moana Park. Have you ever been there? Very, very emotional. Very emotional, folks. We try to go every year. And even the hardcore people, when it comes time to write their message on that lantern, it's hard. It's hard to, you know what I mean. Anyway, Monday is the lantern floating ceremony at Ala Moana Park, getting bigger every year. The Kapalama DMV, the Satellite City Hall, is going to be moving. They're moving to Kapalama Hale, 925 Dillingham. Why is that? Something's up. Is the building they're in going to be a rail station? And they got the first hand, so better move. I don't know. I think so. But a lot of businesses don't know, and they're going to be severely hurt by the dislocation. Like the slipper factory on Dillingham. They went back and forth with the price of the condemnation. And they started off with $200,000 for the land and the business. $200,000, not worth it. So they went up to $500,000. Still not worth it. For the land and the business? I don't think so. Anyway, the city got fed up and said, we'll just condemn it and you got nothing. You know, that's not right. That is not right. Anyway, I recommend using Shell gas. Shell gas, folks. Spread the word. Is Shell gas. Not the sorrel. Shell gas. Okay? The Shell 92 on a lot of stations, I shouldn't say it, but is really 92. And that's the only brand that is a high octane rating. All the rest, no. Potholes. Potholes all over the place. And it's breaking suspensions like crazy. Shops, people working out of shops don't want to say anything because they want the business. The mayor, the so-called mayor, promised when he campaigned for that office that he get in, he will fix the roads. He will fix the potholes. You see it done? You see the potholes getting fixed? You voted for him. I don't see it. So, he's running for office again, and he's promising he's going to fix the potholes. Same old story. Mario just flipping over. flipping over with all his promises. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Anyway, that really bends me out of shape. The roads here in Honolulu is so terrible. And it's not the rain and all that stuff. Go to Hilo. You don't find that. Go to other islands. You don't find that. Only Oahu. It's because you, the people, allow it. Yeah, you cannot blame the mayor. It's you, the people, that allow it. Okay? So, whatever. Anyway, if you have a question, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Okay, so the other thing in the news is EPA is trying to cut back on drag racing, NHRA, IHRA, and NASCAR. Why is that? It's one of the biggest money makers in the country, and you want to cut it out? Okay. Who do we have?
We have Stephen from Honolulu on the line.
Hey, Steve.
This is Celine Steve.
Oh, Celine Steve. Okay.
Yeah. Well, what's up with the Hart Board considering changing the rail route from Dillingham Boulevard to Nimitz Highway? You know, remember way back when they started this rail thing, the original plan was to go down Nimitz Highway. And, you know, people spent millions of dollars anyway, on the planning, on the first go-around that showed that, Nimitz Highway was the better route to go. And then they decided to go ahead and change it down Dillingham. And now because they have all of the problems that are occurring around Dillingham, they want to consider moving it to Nimitz Highway. You know, what happened to all the money, you know, that is being spent on purchasing all of the land, condemnation of all those properties on Dillingham Boulevard, all of the places that were people that were displaced, as well as the potential lawsuits that are going to come up because of the seizure and movements of some of those if they do decide to reroute, you know, and all of the money that was spent on engineering and planning and archaeological as well as geotechnical things. You know, somebody got to be watching the money on this kind of stuff, you know? Because, taxpayers just keep taking it, you know, in the butt, so to say, because that's really wrong on that end. And they got to do something. They got to get better answers than what they're giving the people right now.
Well, you know, when it's not their money, they don't care.
Well,
that's what it's all about.
Eventually, it's going to become their money, and, you know, the saddest part about everything is that, you know, all the people that moved out and all the houses that were all torn down along Dillingham Boulevard, and they're scraping the lots now little by little. I mean, what was that? Was that a tactic to go ahead and have a land grab, take all of those properties that are mixed-use zoning, and then in turn, maybe they move it down to Nimitz Highway and then sell off all the land to their friends? Or commercial buildings or something, you know? It smells a little bit, you know? But, I guess that's just the way it goes over here, but it's still not the right thing to do. But, the rail situation is getting kind of out of hand. You know, it's approaching, according to the feds, about $8 billion, and it's not even going to be finished until another, 22, about 6 more years. When they said it was going to be finished in about, basically from the time that they started, about 6 to 8 years. So they've added 50% more time to the project. And time is money, so, you know, what is that going to end up with? Close to maybe $10 billion? That's the money to get to Ala Moana?
Maybe more than that.
Not too good at that end. You know, have to consider, too, that, you know, forget this idea about cutting the rail short. If they put it in Middle Street, that doesn't make traffic any better. It makes it actually worse for the people that are driving their cars in, because now all of the buses that come to Middle Street that are going to have to be traversed by Middle Street corridor, it's going to be adding to the situation a lot more. Plus, the other side is, you know, if they're going as far as Middle Street, they might as well just continue right into town. You know, I mean, if you're driving and you got to put up with, you know, traffic and everything else when you get from there to there, you might as well just drive into town and, you know, and forget the inconvenience or whatever that you're going to have a little, or saving a few minutes here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not going to be...
How long did they say it's going to take the ride from...
Well, you know, they say that you can go from Kapolei to downtown in about 20-25 minutes, you know. And that's at an average... The speed has a maximum speed of 50 miles an hour with an average speed of 28 miles an hour. But you and I both know that, you know, there's what they call an acceleration and a deacceleration curve. You know, you don't just go from zero to 28 miles in an hour in real quick, you know. Otherwise, everybody would be falling off their seats with that kind of electrical, that acceleration curve. And then once you reach max speed, then you have to slow down.
What is the estimated time?
They say you can go from Kapolei to downtown in about 25 minutes.
What is the reality?
Well, you know, when you look at, if you take average speed, and then you go ahead and you take the 20 miles and 21 stops and everything else, you know, you're probably looking closer to an hour, at least, at an average speed of 20 miles an hour, and you're going 20 miles, plus you've got 21 stops. Each stop is about roughly 25 to 30 seconds. You know, that's so many minutes right there. Plus the fact that you got to get from your house to the rail station, which may take you 10 minutes, 15 minutes. You know, at that point, sometimes it might be just faster to drive.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
So
look what happened to that carpool parking lot in Hawaii Kai. Nobody's using it.
Yeah, well, what they call it, the kiss and ride over there, yeah, it's very poorly utilized. But, you know, they have to also look at the demographics. Yeah, most of the people over there in Hawaii Kai, they all have cars. The income scale is a little bit high. It's pretty high. So, you know, they don't necessarily want to, and they don't go from point A to point B. They don't go from home to work and then back again. They go from home, they drop off the kids at school, then they go to work, then they go pick up the kids after school, take them to where the after-school program is, or they go shopping, and then they maybe have dinner, and then they go home.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to transfer in between all of that, back and forth, it would take you way more time to go ahead and do that. Plus, not to mention the inconvenience of trying to ride the rail.
But then,
so there's lots of factors that are going to come into play that people kind of don't think about now. Some of the things that they have with regards to the transit-oriented development housing up in Kakaako, you know, that actually helps the developers, you know, that are coming up there.
Mm-hmm.
And because it just makes it so they don't have to provide as many parking stalls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the sad part about that whole situation is that, you know, what they consider affordable housing?
It ain't.
Not really affordable. You know?
Nope.
I mean, it takes two people to make enough money to afford an apartment there, or if there's rent, the rent is probably going to, by the time it's finished, it's going to be in around $1,800, $1,900 for a month, and that's a lot of money for a lot of people.
Yep.
So not really that much, that affordable, but, you know, kind of sad to see, you know, and maybe that's why there's more people living on the edge, you know, paycheck to paycheck, and, you know. Maybe that's why it contributes to homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never know. But, yeah, it's making it tough on everybody. You know, we see that when, you know, we go out to restaurants and eat out at night, you know. Some of them are really empty at night when they're usually packed. So it's having an effect on the economy and on the local families, whether people really realize that or not. You know, they got to be honest with themselves and ask the right questions, yeah?
Yep. Okay. Thanks, Steve.
Talk to you later then, George.
Okay.
Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, we have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Ski.
Aloha, George, from Steve to Ski. So I got two things real quick. One, you're talking about the potholes, and I got to say, in Hawaii Kai, they did that last year, and they did a pretty good job, but I know there's still a lot of places that need to be done.
Yep, especially in front of City Hall.
Well, that could very well be. In Kalihi, too, you know.
Yep, terrible.
The other thing I wanted to mention, I saw in this morning's advertiser that they're talking about putting this sealant on the roadways, the asphalt. You mentioned that a few months ago, I think, that on the mainland they've been doing it, and
mm-hmm.
it looks like they're starting it over here in they're starting, I think, in Pearl City or something like that. So many. Anyway, the article's in there. I don't want to go into it.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, at the Outback, I met this fellow who is a newcomer to the island. And I asked him what work he does. He said something about heart. And at first I was thinking San Francisco's rail. And then it dawned on me, Hawaii's rail system.
Mm-hmm.
And but I showed him the expression in my face and my comments, you know, at what most of the people think. And anyway, just wanted to let you know about those first two items anyway.
Okay.
Okay, you take care.
You too.
Have a good Memorial Day.
Okay, it's break time.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, doing great. And, you know, I was just reflecting on the whole rail thing. We argued about it when they were trying to put it in, and the politicians never answered the questions. Remember, it was
mm-hmm.
always, well, we'll get to that. Well, don't worry about that. And that's where we are. And why are we surprised?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's like
yep.
that's what they do with everything.
They don't answer your question.
Right. and they promise you whatever you want to hear. And then if you go, well, wait a minute, how are you going to pay for that? Oh, don't worry about it.
Hey, Bob, you saw that other thing where cars can go under that? I don't know what you call that thing. I just saw some video on it.
Oh, yeah. They have this train that straddles both sides of the roadway.
And
so
the,
I don't know if you could, how could I describe that without you seeing it? I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's like a high lift car that has wheels the body is way above the ground, so you can go over the cars.
Right, yeah, and the cars can drive like under it when it's stopped to get the passengers. Yeah, see, this is what I always talk about. We never look at innovation.
Yep.
They always look for, well, that's what they did in 1900. We had steel wheels on steel rails. And it's like, okay, well, we'll use that forever.
And, no, only in Hawaii.
There's other answers out there. But you're right, I did see that. And I thought, why do I never think of these things? And once you see it, you go, that's so obvious.
Yep.
That seemed like a good idea.
Yep.
Like utilizing space.
Right, exactly. But, you know, whatever, we're going to hear the song and dance, why they can't do it. You know, that's always how it happens, right? Oh, well, we would do that, but we need to do some environmental impact studies.
Mm-hmm.
And then we need to find a path with hidden power in it so we can hold up for that. Anyway, I'm getting way off with this. So, as always, take care of your car, we'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay.
We have Dr. Dean on the line.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, George. You know, on a change of subject for today, can you kind of try to explain to the listeners about the Ford-built cars with inertia switch shutoffs that sometimes they can cause a problem because it will mimic either a failed fuel pump or a broken timing belt. But when that switch goes buggy, you know, that's what happens. The car won't turn over.
No, the car will start. Not start, but it'll crank, but not start.
Yeah, not start, yeah.
Yeah, it only turns off the fuel pump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but a lot of mechanics assume that it's the fuel pump, and they charge the customers for a fuel pump.
Mm-hmm. When it's only that switch that's it's someplace underneath the dash on the passenger side.
No, it's on the rear fender.
On the rear fender, okay.
Yeah, so if somebody comes along and slaps the back fender, the back fender, the switch will go off.
Right.
Well, how do you figure out that it's that switch and not your fuel?
The fuel pump?
Yeah.
Because you got to test the pump. You run juice to the pump or check the pump if it has juice. If it has juice going to the pump, juice means electricity. If it has electricity going to the pump, then it's the pump. But if it's a switch, you won't have any electricity going to the pump. That's how you know it's a switch.
The workaround to that is that there's a way to bypass that, which that's what people should be doing if it can be bypassed, right?
No, it's a safety feature.
Okay.
Yeah, only Fords have the safety feature.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes I don't think it's so much of a safety feature because it might cause your car to stall when you're going 50 miles per hour on each one.
The only way it'll go off is if somebody hits it.
Okay.
Other than that, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for answering the question.
Okay, thanks, Dean.
Okay.
Dude, what about your gas report?
Oh, the Shell gas is still the best. I mean, all the stations are still the only ones that are up to speed compared to the other brands. I mean, only Shell is the best.
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have Bruce from Honolulu.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, George. How you doing?
Okay.
That's good. You know, I was listening to Rolling Bob, and, you know, just like you, you know, you're so funny every time you guys make me laugh. And I have to crack up with Rolling Bob was talking about the rail, you know, being 1900s or something like that. But you know what? That's really true. You know, when you got rubber wheels, that's old technology. But why? Because it's cheaper, but the bottom line is not meant for speed. Yeah, it's like how come they don't use electromagnetics? Yeah, but that's built for speed, so maybe they don't want that. They can't afford it, but the rail is not gonna go fast. And I don't know. You said, and I agree with you. Yeah, it's a people's fault. You allowed it. You voted for him, but not me. Even though I had some issues with Governor Cayetano, but I voted for him. He's the only one that was against the rail, and I voted for Governor Cayetano. But, you know, he lost. But and I gave Mayor Caldwell a new name. His new name is Mayor Kirk Shibai Waha Caldwell. Shibai Waha. Anyway, I wanted to say something as before you talked about the seatbelts, the car's not safe, and, you know, it's totally true. Remember the old days, the steel of the body and the fenders, the doors was really thick steel and heavy bumpers, and we had these real thick steel frames, right? Remember the
mm-hmm.
old car?
Mm-hmm.
Today, it's no more of that. The steel is thin. No, there's no frame. It's called unitized body, meaning the body is the frame, so it's real flimsy. And that explains why, you know, I've seen it in with my own eyes. I see it on the news, I read on paper. You know, people crash their cars like 30 miles an hour and, you know, off they go to the hospital in an ambulance. And then 50 mile an hour crashes, people die. This is very common. And, you know, I just wanted to bring up NHRA drag racing or IHRA drag racing, the two top drag racing organizations. Now, the top cars, these fuel cars, they go like 300 something, and they crash, the cars fly 20, 30 feet in the air, tumble 10, 15 times, hit the wall, the car come apart, and blows up and on fire, and the driver walks away, usually with no injuries. So it's like the safety requirement with these racing organizations is the best that it possibly can be. So I thought, gee, maybe we need to wear helmets and shoulder harnesses and all these fire extinguishing systems in our car. What do you think about that? Kind of ridiculous, but maybe that's what it comes down to. Like 50 mile in a crash, you might die. And these guys go over 300 and they walk away.
Yep.
But anyway, so no races this weekend, next week, and I'll let you folks know when and what time and stuff like that. So
okay.
Okay, George, you take care.
Thanks, Bruce.
I'll see you next week.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so there is races this weekend, and it's on Maui. It's the Memorial Day races, and the report I got back from Mario is there's I think 12 junior dragsters from Kauai that went over to Maui for the Memorial Day races. So it's a big thing happening on Maui this weekend. Okay? So give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Anyway. The other question is, and again, folks, it's your fault, okay? Why is the registration for the cars so much money here in Honolulu, but not on the mainland? Why is that? Like in Arizona, a Toyota Camry is $40 a year. In Honolulu, is almost $400 a year. So, why? It's because you, the people, allow it. You know, let's give you an example. If you, the people of Hawaii, were business owners, and these politicians working for you, which actually they are, and they're not doing the job, don't you let them go? That's right. That's common sense. You let them go. Well, if you keep them on, you're going to get what you're getting today. So anyway, yes, we should not have safety check, and we should get on this case about why you have to charge so much for the registration when you're not fixing the roads. They're not. You gotta say something, folks. And the safety check, it's not been done right, it's not been enforced. Why have it? Get rid of it. Okay? So, anyway, the rail is killing the economy, and we see it all the time. All the way down Dillingham is dead, dead, dead. It's shutting down a lot of properties, a lot of businesses just give up and close down. It's not helping the economy. It's not helping the tax. So, whatever. Is it worth it? Can we afford it? What Mufi said? Can we afford it? Is it worth it? Do we need it? Well,
something like that.
Yeah. But he was the one that went for it and built it. So much for politicians. Anyway. Is it time for break time? Yeah.
Yes, it is. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-524-1080. You know, whatever you want to mention, ask questions, whatever. Okay? The only way you're going to learn is you got to ask questions. Anyway, I'm still trying to figure out why the city wants to move the DMV that's on Dillingham to Kapalama, Hale. Only spending more money.
Kapalama or Kapuli?
Kapalama, Hale.
Where is that?
It's down by that road going down to Costco. That area there. It's 925 Dillingham. So, anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. We have a question or whatever. Now, if you have a family member that has passed away,
okay,
remember to go there and bring flowers. You know, I go, every time I go, I see so many graves that have no flowers. It's sad that their families and friends are not thinking about them. Okay, who do we have now?
We have Bruce. He say he knows the answer.
What answer?
Hi, George.
You back again?
Yeah, real quick. You're talking about why is the city moving. I'm not sure, not 100%, but I think this is correct. I saw on the news and Kobayashi talking about the move, you know, from City Square Plaza to that old Sprint building. It's vacant now. They're trying to renovate it. But I think she said something about the city's going to buy it, you know, and save all the costs, the rent, and all that kind of stuff. So maybe I might try to look into it, but I believe that's the reason why they're buying the place.
Try to look into it.
I might be wrong, but I just thought I heard City Councilwoman Ann Kobayashi say on the news.
They have a lot of money, yeah?
The money.
Lot of money.
And you know, you talk about that car registration, man, this is so ridiculous. Like mine went from 165 to 250 or something like that. Mouse's neighbor, his truck, you got to pay over 400. Man, you know, people are struggling. This is terrible. And basically, they say, because I asked them, what is car registration to fix the roads?
No way.
But they never did. They never did in over 10 or 15 years. They don't fix the roads. Yeah.
They say they're going to, but they don't.
Yeah. But okay, then, John. Talk to you next week. Take care.
Thanks, Bruce.
Bye.
Okay. So, anyway. You know, I'm going to tell you again and again and again. Politicians never do anything without something under the table, folks. That's the way it is. It's sad. It's really, really sad. you know, on everything. They don't care who they hurt. They don't care what happens, as long as they're getting their cut under the table. Okay? It's like the sidewalks in Waikiki without a tile. No, that wasn't to beautify Waikiki. They got paid. Anyway, back to Automotive 101. Okay? Shell gas is the gas to use, and we recommend that highly until we find there's another better one. Okay? And EPA is trying to kill the economy in the USA by eliminating NHRA, IHRA, and NASCAR racing. Though that racing is bigger than the Pro Bowl. So why are you trying to do this to America? Go check it out, folks. Not good. It's not good at all. Okay? So, you know, it's like the safety check. It's not good. It's not being enforced. And, you know, you're not getting the car actually checked. So, anyway, it's up to you. You know, I can say and say and say, but you don't do anything, then it won't do. It won't work. Okay? Getting back a little bit about the road. The road is causing a lot of damage to car suspensions. And you got to pay attention to your suspension, folks. This one lady brought her truck in, and holy moly, it was scary. It was scary to just drive 20 miles an hour. The whole front end was ready to fall apart. Honestly. Was ready to fall apart. All from the bad roads. Now, if you go over the road slowly, 20 miles an hour, yeah, you probably make it. But going faster than that damages the suspension. And who's going to go slower than 20 miles an hour?
No. So is that what you're recommending, like when you're going on roads that are, like, you know how they patch up all those potholes, but it's not even, and then some of it is like coming apart again. So the road is rough.
You go slow.
Like 20 miles an hour is going to make your car last?
Yep. Because the city won't pay you for the repair on the suspension.
Yeah, because I remember I had the car before this one. It barely made the 3-year lease.
That's, you're lucky. Most of them don't make the 3-year lease. So, it's sad, you know. And folks, it'll continue as long as nobody makes noise, you know. Especially the island of Kauai, they don't make noise at all. Okay? Now, the two airplanes that crashed, both of them fueled up in Kauai. Did anybody consider testing the fuel? Did anybody consider that?
What they said was the problem.
They didn't see. They can't find it. But I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all, because I see a lot of studies that they do on accident vehicles and they come up with nothing. Well, I test them and I find something. You go ask Harvey on Kauai, he knows. Now, every new car, you should have the electronic rust-proofing device installed on every new car, because we're finding the bottom of the cars rusting like crazy. The bottom, the parts that you don't see. The top looks good. But you put it up on a lift and look underneath, it's rusted. So have an electronic rust-proofing device installed. And Harvey on Kauai has the good one. And also my son Todd has a good one. Harvey's number on Kauai is 651-2813. 651-2813. And my son Todd is 847 847-547-5554. Okay, 847-5554. And it's not expensive like the dealer's putting it in. It's way cheaper. It's 3 times cheaper. Okay? So it's up to you. Anyway, check the VIN numbers and remove the VIN number on the safety sticker, folks. Remove the VIN number off of the safety sticker. You can remove it with nail polish remover, brake clean, any kind of thinner. Remove the VIN number. The VIN number has no business being on display on the safety sticker, because people are taking the phones and taking picture of the VIN number and making a key and stealing those cars. Okay? So, if you don't mind, then leave it on. Okay? On the EnviroClean, okay? I've worked with that for a while, and the EnviroClean really works. You put it on the oil spot and you move it around. You cannot just put it and leave it go. You gotta move it around back and forth, and it'll absorb all the oil off the floor and make it dry. Okay? What they're talking about as far as EnviroClean being clean, it doesn't use any chemicals that be washed down the road. Okay? Everything is clean, it absorbs it all. So nothing goes down the road. Very good. And the EnviroClean works even on carpet. Very, very good clean. Liquid picker upper. Okay? We'll try it. And my son also has that on sale. He sells it at Nita's Auto Repair, the EnviroClean. Okay? So, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Oh, it's break time again.
Yes. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7311. 808-485-1919 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
She's real fine, my okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call. Before we go in off the air, everybody loves to call when we're going off the air. Okay? And again, those of you that put on those big 22-inch or 20-inch wheels and stuff like that, please upgrade the braking system. The braking system's all substandard for the regular wheels. Putting on bigger wheels makes it even more dangerous. So please, upgrade your brakes. Whirlwood is the brand that we recommend. Okay? Whirlwood. Very good. Anyway, stopping is a big thing. And I noticed lately, I don't know if Bob noticed it or what, but a lot of people are driving really crazy. Real crazy. The other day on Vineyard, a guy in the far left lane cuts over, all the way over, three lanes to make a right turn. Amazing. Almost big accident. Anyway, okay, who's on the line?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hi, Don.
Hey, George, I got a question. My friend is moving to the mainland, and she's having her car shipped to the mainland, Matson. They told her to clean the car inside and out, make sure it's clean. And then when she gets up there, she has a Mazda 2013 Miata. Should she have it tuned up and everything when she gets up there?
No.
No need?
Mm-mm.
Okay, she'll be fine with the altitude and everything and driving around.
Yeah, tell her to go to the stations that have E85, put in 2 gallons of E85, and fill up with premium gas.
Premium gas?
Yes, because the 91 posted up there is not 91.
What is it? It's lower.
87.
Wow. Okay, I'll give her that tip then.
Yeah, because by putting in the 2 gallons of E85, will not only make the car run 100 times better, but give better gas mileage.
Right. That's what she does. She wants to put the best gas mileage out. Like this gas,
That's it.
E85.
Yep.
And then what is the other one you said put in afterwards?
You put in E85, 2 gallons.
Yeah, 2 gallons.
And then fill it up with the 91 octane.
Oh, okay. All right. And can I say something about Memorial Day?
What's that?
Memorial Day for the veterans.
What about them?
Well, I just want to wish all the veterans a very nice, great Memorial Day for what they service did for us.
Yeah. Hopefully they help celebrate it. And I've seen a lot of them at the lantern floating ceremony. Yeah.
Right. Thanks a lot, George.
Okay. Thanks. A lot. Bye. Okay.
We have Dino from Honolulu.
Hi, Dino.
Hi, George. I just have a question. I'm in the market for a new car.
Mm-hmm.
My first choice is a Toyota. What's that big SUV they have?
Mm-hmm.
And should I buy this year's model or wait till next year?
It's pretty much good either way.
I see.
Yeah, but I recommend, deal with Maui Toyota.
Damien and them.
Yeah.
And at what age you think, I'm same age as you. You think that's too much car for a senior, I just thought I'd pass that to you.
No.
Hey, welcome, Carlos.
Because I thought, the older you get, you like something smaller and...
No.
To drive,
have you ever heard of EES?
EES, no, never did.
Okay. I recommend you go look it up. It's called Energy Enhancing System. I know it's not automotive and it's a health, but it's really, really good. It helps people.
I see.
Amazing. It's amazing. Go try it out. Here's the number. You got a pencil paper?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. The number is 628-8784.
8784, got it.
Okay.
What's the alphabet again?
EES. Easy Sugar.
EES, got it.
Okay, call them, find out when the next free seminar is, and go check it out. It's fantastic.
Oh boy! Okay.
It makes you young again.
Yeah, okay, I will. The only reason I want this car is the rear-wheel drive. That's
Yep. Smart man.
Everything else, all the Ford, the Chevys, the Chrysler, everything's front-wheel drive, and I want to stay away from that.
Yeah. Yep, me too.
I know it's not the best design.
Okay, what about...
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay, all right, bye-bye.
What you was going to say?
So even like the Ford Lightning and stuff, is it?
Oh, Ford Lightning is rear-wheel drive. Yeah, the Ford Lightning truck is super heavy-duty, folks. I've never seen anything that heavy-duty ever. It looks, that truck was built, in my opinion, for racing. It was built for drag racing. Not to haul stuff, it was built for speed. The suspension, the brakes, the steering, even the drive shaft to the back axle is huge, humongous aluminum drive shaft. And the differential in the back, oh, unbelievable big. Okay, who's next?
We have Calvin from IAEA.
Hi, Calvin.
Hi, George. I wanted to get more information about that caller that just called back. And what was the number again?
Which one? The
EES.
Energy Enhancing System?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, you're interested in that.
Yeah, what is that exactly?
Give them a call, and I recommend you go to the seminar. It's a free seminar, and they'll explain the whole nine yards about how people are getting sick, cancer, and all that, and this system prevents it.
Wow. What was the phone number again, George?
628-8784.
Okay. Do you use that?
I go every week.
Oh, okay.
Every week, Tuesday and Fridays.
Because I know you had issue with your lungs too, yeah?
Gone? Yep.
Amazing.
Is that system is fantastic.
Okay, so it's a machine or something?
It's computers, and this lady 25 years ago invented it, and she's really intelligent lady, and I don't know how to explain it, but you go, they're going to explain it to you.
It's called EAS.
EES.
EES.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, running out of time, folks, so you're going to call. You better call fast. 808-524-1080. Don't forget your loved ones. Memorial Day is Monday. And also they have the lantern floating ceremony at Alamoana Park. Very, very touching ceremony. Very touching. Go check it out. Okay? So, anyway, take care of your car, like Bob says, because so many people are having a hard time now, and, you know, they don't listen. Use Shell gas. The Shell 92 will keep you out of trouble. The engines and the transmissions won't get damaged. You know, there's no cheap way out, folks. Go with that. The Shell V-Power 92 octane. Okay? Is it time already? Yes?
It looks like it is time.
Okay, so thank all the callers for calling in and making the show what it is. And please, folks, please don't drink and drive. Okay, this is a holiday, but not a holiday to go kill people. Okay, so please, don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
Carolinas braced for bad weather.